there is nothing like the suffering of Lyme disease. It is terribly painful. The loss of cognition, the loss of feeling, you get terrible chest pain, so that walking upstairs, sometimes you have to crawl upstairs, or sometimes I would have to crawl upstairs. And then I might have to lay on the floor 20 minutes before I could get up and walk once I had gone upstairs. So you know, your life is taken away from you. Or when you become Alzheimer's-like, you cannot function in a normal society. So you think you could go to work and you could do what you could normally do at work. But if your cognition is so poor, like, for instance, I'd be at the grocery store, I might write 1976 on my check and it might be the year 2000. That kind of thing. Or, you know, people would say, oh, 1976, and I think you have the wrong date on this, you know. And people were generally pretty nice, but sometimes it was very, very difficult because also people might step back away from me thinking that I might be a little crazy when I did things like that. So, you know, it separates you from others, and it's very difficult in that respect.
And do you think that writing is both a way to kind of release some of the pain that it's caused you as well as reconnect with people?
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah, absolutely. Writing helps get it out. And I must say, I wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote.